pulling the Mazer, the modularized equipment stowage assembly, the television camera inside.
Houston, the Mazer came down, all right. Houston, roger, we copy, and we're standing by for your KED.
Radio wishes television well, receiving good pictures.
Houston, this is Neil, radio check.
Neil, this is Houston, loud and clear. Break, break, buzz, this is Houston.
Radio check and verify TV circuit breaker in.
Roger, TV circuit breaker in. And base pass clear.
Roger. And we're getting a picture on the TV.
TV. We got a good picture.
There's a great deal of contrast depth, and currently it's upside down on our monitor, but we can make out a fair amount of detail.
Okay, we can verify the position the opening I ought to have on the camera.
There's some movement now occurring. Some movement of Armstrong.
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
Moving down the ladder. His face on the ladder.
Okay, I just checked. Getting back up to that first step. It's not even collapsed too far, but it's adequate to get back up. Roger, we copy. Pretty good slow jump.
He's checking his step, checking his balance on the step. Moving down slowly and steadily.
Buzz, this is Houston. F2, 1/160th second for shadow photography on the sequence camera.
Royal has joined us for this
discussion.
At the foot of the ladder, the
ram footbeds are only immersed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be
not quite apparent.
Very, very fine grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder.
I think there are 9 down there. I think you take 11 movements all together before actually stepping on the lunar soil. There's the boot again, waving out in space as he feels around awkwardly.
Yeah, I'm going to step off the land now.
One hand on the ladder.
That's one small step per man. One giant leap per man.
Small step for man, Armstrong says.
Yes, the surface is fine and powdery. I can pick it up loosely with my toe.
He's got to put
on the
powder.
And here,
Armstrong.
In fine layers, like potted charcoal to the sole and inside of my boot.
Neil Armstrong has set foot
on
the
moon. Small fraction of an inch, maybe an eighth of an inch, but I can see the footprints of my boots and the treads in the fine sandy particles. Hey, this is Houston, we're copying.
Neil Armstrong bouncing slightly, he's now got both feet on the moon's surface. Turning around.
Due to wild Australian time.
As we suspect it, it's even perhaps easier than the simulations of 160 that we performed in various simulations on the ground. definitely no trouble to walk around.
He seems to have got his arms free too, just for the moment there. He was obviously completely free. He's got something he's hanging on to as a line.
His engine did not leave a crater of any size. It has about 1 foot clearance on the ground. We're essentially on a very level place here. I can see some evidence of rays emanating from the descent engine, but very insignificant amount.
Neil Armstrong speaking to Earth from the surface of the moon. That small step you described has taken a long time.
Okay, Buzz, are you ready to take down the camera?
I'm all ready. I think it's 2 miles squared away in good shape.
Okay.
Buzz Aldrin.
Okay, you'll have to pay out all the early speed. It looks like it's coming out nice and evenly.
Okay, it's quite dark here in the shadow. It's a little hard for me to see, but I have good footing. I'll work my way over into the sunlight here without looking directly into the sun.
Okay, it's